Welcome to EQ 101. I'm Dr. Jason, and we're coming to you live from beautiful, sunny LA. Thank you for tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. It's almost 11. Sometimes we do get a little bit behind, but I'm 100 with you. Tuesdays at 10 a.m., we're here giving you tips on EQ 101. Now, for those of you that are just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jason. I'm everybody's favorite chiropractor. I'm out here aligning spines and minds because health is wealth, because your body is valuable, your life is valuable. In order to get from where you are to where you wanna go, we've got to have emotional intelligence. Now, being a chiropractor and aligning spines for now 14 years, I've seen trends in people's emotions and their states. Now, I'm not a psychologist, nor do I wanna be one. I simply observe human behavior, and I've seen that many times our emotional intelligence can hold us back from getting where we want to go. So we bring you tips, tricks, and mindset hacks to help you get there. And today, on this episode of EQ 101, we're gonna talk about control in your body and control in your life. Now, many people want to have control of their life. They want to get their finances in order. They want to get their romances in order. They want to have their business in order. They want to have their relationships in order. They want to have their health and their diet in order. But very simply, it's all very simple. Listen to me. It is so simple if you start with your body. You see, we were gifted this body. This is a gift. This body we have here, it's a gift from above. And you were gifted this body to carry you through this thing called life. And as we go through life, we want to achieve certain things. We want to become more. We want to serve a purpose, live a life on a mission. We want to accomplish things. But in order to do that, we first have to control our body. Now, you might say to yourself, well, you know what? Okay, who is this guy? And I, you know, what is this thing about the body? But watch this. Let's say you want to get your finances dialed in. Let's say you want to be rich. You want to have a house. You want to have a retirement, right? And you want to have money. Okay. If you do that, and let's say your health is over here, your body, and not just your body and the way you look, but actually your health. Your health. Listen to me, people. And let's say you pay no attention to this, and you're focused on this and on these things here, and you achieve them, and you grow this amount of cash, and you grow this successful business, and then you become overweight, you develop diabetes or other health diseases, your body is sick, overweight, out of shape, you start living on medicines, hospital visits, doctor's visits, and you're not able to participate in life, you're not able to pick up your kids, to play with your kids, to play with your grandkids, and then you die sooner than maybe you would have. And all of this is now left to somebody else, all your hard work gone, because you didn't take care of yourself. So this, to me, is demonstrating a low emotional intelligence, because all the money in the world, although wonderful and fueling purpose, without your body and your health, is simply material, and you're missing the health, the wealth, the real wealth of life. So if you want to get your finances in order, we want you to get your body in order. Now, if you want to get your romantic life in order, your romance, I want you to get your body in order. When you control your body, you can control yourself. Now, here's the beautiful thing. You may say, well, how do I do that? I'm going to tell you right now. Let's say you've got an area of your life that is really in order. Like, let's say you are incredibly organized at home. Let's say that you're organized at home, but your body is not happening. Let's say this is not happening for you, but you're organized at home. Everything is in its right place. The house is clean. Everything is highly organized. Your closet is beautiful. And you're going, you know, I'm so organized, but how do I transfer that to my body? Simple. What you're gonna do is you're gonna make a list of the habits that you have, all the way down, as far as you need to go, of the habits you have that keep you organized in this area that you have a very high value. Okay? You might say, well, I always plan what I'm going to do. So maybe I plan for the weekend and I'm going to organize the closet and move these clothes out from, you know, spring, bring the summer ones available here. You might also say, I'm meticulous. Right? I'm meticulous. I put everything in its right place. Okay, that's a good quality. You might also say, well, you know what? I'm very quick. I do not delay. If I see something out of place, I put it back into place quickly. I don't delay. You might also say, let's see here. I'm always giving attention. My attention is always on cleaning. I always have cloths and supplies available in every room of the house to clean because I'm very organized and very clean. Now what you do is you go, okay, cleanest house in the world, but I'm out of shape, my energy's low, my body's hurting, I'm not where I want to be, my health is not there. I'm telling you, EQ 101, emotional intelligence, I'm telling you that everything stems from within, and if you can get your body organized, your body healthy, every area of your life will blossom. It'll help you to take action in other areas. And so what you do is you plan how are you going to take care of your body. You be meticulous about not just what you do with your body, but what you put into your body, right? Meticulous about how you treat your body, meticulous about yourself, talk with your body, because many people look beautiful on the outside and they talk to themselves like trash on the inside, and they're broken. They're broken on the inside because of the way they talk to themselves. I want you to be quick. What do you mean quick? Well, are you quick to schedule your chiropractic appointment? Are you quick to make your gym workout? Are you quick to do the things that will give you health rather than just quick to clean your closet? Are you always giving attention to your body? See, I follow the 80-20 rule with eating. I might have some bread, some wine, some snacks, but I'm very much giving attention to that and then realizing I need to up my fiber, maybe take some probiotics, maybe fast for a day. I'm giving attention to what matters, and then supplies. What kind of supplies do you have? Well, look, I've got foam rollers. I've got neck exercises. I've got traction at home. I've got equipment at home to keep my spine aligned. I've got my chiropractor to go to, right? I've got supplies. I've got my gym clothes. I've got my yoga clothes. I got my yoga mat. I've got supplies, my running shoes, right? I've got my Map My Run Fitbit Nike thing going on. So I've got supplies to take care of my health. So this week's lesson on EQ 101 is that in order to control your life, I want you to take control of your body. And when you control your body, you can then manifest and affect every other part of your life. And it starts with outlining the habits there where you have a very high level of organization or success, and then you transfer those to the area that you want to grow. And I'm telling you, to grow the way you take care of your body, control your life. I'm Dr. Jason. Thank you for tuning in. This is EQ 101 every Tuesday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for being here.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.